So those are the sights and sounds of Trudeau's latest attempt at having an event, a public event. He's had to cancel like a handful of them already because he shows up to do a public speaking event and it's just a rowdy, raucous crowd like that. About 95% of the audience in disdain and disgust for the current leadership of Canada, that would be Justin Trudeau. Now, I will give Trudeau credit in that he at least shows up to do public events. I mean, he puts it on the line to do these events. I don't know if that's by design because he wants to become a martyr or the victim, or if he really thinks he's popular, or if he just figures I'm the Prime Minister of Canada, I got to do public events. And then just every time it's thousands of people showing up saying F Trudeau and shouting him down. And now it's reaching new levels where they're pelting him with rocks and gravel and basically any object that they can throw at him. Chanting freedom, chanting F Trudeau, and the list goes on. Now, again, I give Trudeau credit because he's at least showing his face. This is why Democrats don't do public events, folks, because it would be a lot like that. You'd have thousands of people showing up, hurling insults, hurling curse words, starting FU chants, hopefully not getting physically violent, but you saw what happened there in Canada. And, you know, here's the dichotomy when it comes to bad leadership versus good leadership, or when it comes to, hey, you know, when do we, the people, get to stand up for ourselves? Because we have it played out in Hollywood. A good example might be the book series, movie series, The Hunger Games, where you have all the oppressed people and the elite basically dictating their lives. And so it's glamorized. It's celebrated when those people stand up. It's celebrated when those people get violent. It's celebrated when they push back against the elite. And so you're sold that big Hollywood lie of stand up to the elite, stand up for yourselves. You're being oppressed and it's righteous to be mad. It's righteous to get physically violent. That's how you deal with tyrants. That's how you deal with corruption. But then you actually see it on the streets and the media says, oh, no, that's no good. And your government and your politicians say, oh, no, get back in line. Whether you want to believe the Hunger Games analogy or not, or whether you think it's time for people to get physically upset or not, or whether it's still time for peaceful protest, or whether it's still time for civil disobedience, Trudeau can no longer go out on the streets of Canada. I'd be surprised if he has another public event. Now, down in Brazil, where you have a good leader, where you have Jair Bolsonaro, they had multiple events in Brazil. And just hundreds of thousands of people packing the capital of Brazil in Brasilia, just people wearing green as far as the eye can see. A beautiful scene of the Brazilian people. That's in Brasilia, the capital of Brazil, where they had a political event. That's what good leadership looks like. That's what populism looks like. That's what Trump had. The opposite of that would be what you saw with Trudeau. You also had people on the beaches of Copacabana right there in Rio de Janeiro at another political event. So good leadership means good people, peaceful people out on the streets, cheering on the nation, being proud of their nation, wanting to see their nation prosper, like you've seen in Brazil, like we saw in America when Trump was having events. Bad leadership looks like Trudeau, who can't even go out on the streets anymore, can't have public speaking events, and now Canadians are actually getting violent about it. Throwing rocks at his vehicles and throwing rocks at him.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.